Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's for our Sunday School prize-giving service on this Trinity Sunday. It's good to see you, and there will be refreshments at the West End immediately after the service. I do hope that you can wait behind to enjoy the fellowship at that point. This afternoon at 3:30 in Down Cathedral, our parish choir will be singing choral evensong, and it is a very great privilege that has been afforded to us in this parish, and you are most welcome to come along to support the choir and Dr. McKee. I myself will also be there, and that's 3:30 this afternoon. You will see full details of the forthcoming events in the Pew News. Can I just remind you once more of the choir concert, which is for our patronal festival, and it will be on Saturday week, the 24th of June, at 7 p.m. here in the church. And the catering committee are organizing celebratory refreshments, which we hope we can have outside on the grass if it is a nice summer's evening. Dr. Joe McKee and the choir are working very hard to organize a magnificent evening of music, and I do encourage you to come along. Voluntary donations on that evening are for the Church Refurbishment Fund. Also to say, forward planning, on the 15th of September, the fundraising committee are organizing a hog roast and barbecue and barn dance. Very kindly able to have this in the home of Tony and Clodagh Reid in Cumber. This is simply a date for diary at this point, and do mark it in. On Thursday at the 10:30 service for Holy Communion, I will be marking the 25th anniversary of my ordination, and that will take place during the week. We observe now a few moments' silence.
Thank you.
is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand as a forgiven people.
Therefore, let us praise God for his mercy and give thanks for his forgiveness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
Come, let us worship.
Collect for today, Trinity Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us your servants grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith, that we may evermore be defended from all adversities, for you live and reign one God for ever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to the came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you to the end. I am with you always to the end of the age."
God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a good news day for all our young people, for the children and for the toddlers, and also for all of us in the parish when we come and say well done to all those young people for their hard work in creche and in Sunday school throughout the year. And also we say well done to Joy Stevenson, our Sunday school superintendent, to Lynn Ryan, our creche coordinator, and to all those who help in creche and Sunday school for enabling our young people to have a really good year. And let's show our appreciation to all of them by way of thank you. All of the work of creche and Sunday school takes place down in the hall when us adults are here in church. And one of the great aspects of encouragement in our Columban throughout this whole academic year has been to read Joyce Stevenson's articles about Sunday school, because they are articles that have been so good and so positive, because she has been telling us each month how numbers are growing, how the children are having a great time, and some of the activities they have been doing. And as a parish, we are so fortunate to have a strong, vibrant and active Sunday school, and also a creche to offer support and encouragement to our young families. And long may that be so. And so today we come as a parish to say well done, and very shortly the young people are going to be getting their prizes in recognition of all their hard work and their church attendance throughout the year. And children do give a sense of vibrancy to our worship. And this has been very much reflected in the tremendous work that Rachel Laycock has been doing with the young people. And we've had them reading with great confidence at the lectern, reading lessons, leading us in our prayers, and more the young people have been doing that at our all-age worship services on the first Sunday of each month, and also at the family communion on the third Sunday at 9:30. And that has been a real source of blessing to see more and more people of the younger age getting involved, and what's more, they really seem to be enjoying it. And long may that be so. Throughout the year, Sunday school and creche, everyone has been focusing on Christ, learning more about Jesus, learning more about God, and not just that, how we can take our faith with us beyond the church door and to live it out in different ways. How can we help each other? How can we do a good turn? And how can we make our community a better place? Last Friday, I was in Dublin, and I left the rectory about 20 to 7, drove down to Dublin. I had a meeting to go to the RCB, and those of you who don't know the RCB, that is the headquarters of the Church of Ireland. And I thought, wouldn't it be good, while I'm in Dublin, if I could arrange to meet my father for a little while in Dublin to get some banking work done. So when I was leaving the rectory, Dad was on the train coming from Galway to Dublin. I was driving to Dublin, got the car parked, and I said to Dad, I'll meet you outside this hotel at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock on the dot, my father got off the Lewis, and there I was standing at the hotel door. All went well, and we went to the bank and got all we had to do done. And then I looked at my watch, and it was 25 to 12, and I had to be at the RCB in Rathmines at 12. Focus was required. What was I going to do? I had no time to go and get my car from the car park. Buses would be too slow, and I didn't know where to go for a bus. I thought, right, has to be taxi. And I realised, in Dublin, unlike London, you can't just stop a taxi. You have to go to a taxi rank. But where was a taxi rank? So I came flying around a corner, it's now 20 to 12, and I see taxis. But they've no drivers. And I know technology is advancing at pace, but I don't think they've got driverless taxis in Dublin yet. I came flying round, now what? And as soon as I was saying, now what, this taxi driver came over and said, can I help you? I said, yes. Got into the taxi and I said, I need to be in Church Avenue in Rathmines at 12 o'clock. It's now 18 minutes to 12. Not that I will stop watching. He said, don't worry, Father, I'll get you there. I didn't think that was the time to mention the canonry. Got into the taxi, but the taxi wasn't moving. I said, now 17 minutes to 12 and I can't be late. He said, now, Father, I have to do a sneaky right turn here. We just have to wait for all these cars to pass, and then we're off. And we did a sneaky right turn. I think there was a no entry sign, but I wasn't really too fussed. I wasn't driving, it was his car. And then he takes off. You think it was a Boeing 737 on its way to wherever? going along roads I never knew existed in Dublin. He was really focused on the watch. I was thinking he should be more focused on the driving. He said, "Now, Father, we've 8 minutes. Don't worry, we'll get there." I said, "Thank you very much." I was focused on my prayer life. "Dear God, help." Going round corners in Dublin, round streets, abrupt halting when a pedestrian came out in front of the taxi. And we got out to Rathmines at 2 minutes to 12. And he dropped me off at the Church of Ireland Church in Rathmines. I didn't like to say I was Church of Ireland. And I said, "Thank you very much." And I got out of the taxi, composed myself, and walked about 200 yards from Rathmines Church down to the RCB and walked in the door at 12 o'clock for a 12 o'clock meeting. Said nothing. Meeting went, I think, quite well. And then got out of the RCB. And of course, I had no car. Car was in the car park in Dublin. I thought, "I'm not getting a taxi. I will go by bus." Got down to the bus stop. A number 83 bus came, and I said to the driver, "Are you going to the city centre?" "Oh, yes." And I produced a 10 euro note. I was focused, city centre, money, and he said, "You have to have the exact fare, Father." And I said, "I'm terribly sorry, but I don't. I better get off and get change in the shop and get the next bus." He said, "No, no, you can ask all these people here in the bus for change." I'm thinking, perhaps not. He said, "Oh, just sit down." So, it is lovely going on a bus and not having to pay. Focused, got into Dublin, got the car, and then drove home. But that was a situation of two people who were doing their best to help. And they helped me, and I said, "Thank you." But the problem is, what about us? How good are we at helping people when they are in difficulty, or helping people in any capacity? Sometimes we can get distracted. Anybody know what this is? Ah, can anybody here use one of these? Can I have some helpers? Who is good at using these? Okay, Rebecca, can some people come up and let's have a look at this. Firstly, what is this called? The honorary treasurer must have one. A fidget spinner. You come over here, Rebecca. What do you do with this?
You spin it.
How do you work it? You go really quickly up higher, let everyone see it, and spin it again. Spin again and again. Yes. And when you are fidgeting, what can you not do? Concentrate, yes. So you see, what would have happened, Rebecca, if I came flying around to get that taxi in Dublin and the taxi driver was doing this? Well, I'd have to stop him, but he wouldn't have seen me. He would have been too busy fidgeting. Now, the trouble is, you can be back to Mum, okay? The problem is, when we're fidgeting, we're not concentrating. And Jesus, throughout his ministry, concentrated on everything he had to do. He put people first and did what he could to help them. That is a real lesson for us. How can we be more like Jesus and help people? How can we put people first and do what we can to help? Because in Sunday school, you've been working so hard learning about Jesus. Now you have to put all of that into practice when you go out there. Helping people, not fidgeting, not taking your eye off the ball, and doing what you can. And if you can do that, just think, if each of us could do that every day, how much better our community would be. That taxi driver, Father this and Father that, we got there because he focused. That bus driver got me into Dublin because he focused on my situation. Can we now focus on other people's situation and do a good job? Because to do that is to do what Jesus would do.
There's no need to fidget, no need not to concentrate. Keep our eyes open and help. Amen. The young people are now going to come forward and they're going to do their anthem melody. We do thank the children very much for their excellent singing. I invite the congregation to stand as we join together for the affirmation of faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, who made all things?
We believe.
believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem the world?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
The young people will now lead us in our prayers. Let us pray.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing us all here together today and for this special prize-giving service. We praise and thank you for the gift of this school year. It has been a time filled with challenges, opportunities and joy, where we have worshipped together, played together and learnt together.
Thank you for the Sunday school teachers. We love to learn, so we thank you for the chance to learn more about the Bible. We pray for all the helpers of our Sunday school.
Thank you for the wonderful blessings of family. We love our mummies and daddies, dad and brothers and sisters.
As we look forward to summer, please be with each of us and our families and keep us safe. Please give us the rest and the refreshment we need this summer. Please guide us each day as you have done this past year.
As this school year finishes, we are excited for the next year when we can learn more about you. We are looking forward to playing games together, to singing songs and making things that remind us of you. Help us to return with a new spirit and a new energy.
Dear Lord, bless our Sunday school and all its future plans and projects, and bless all the children and families in the church. Amen.
Amen.
Following the prayers, we say together, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say,
Our Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
I have no soul.
Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated as we come to this exciting moment when the young people will receive their prizes. And I'm going to invite the teachers to come forward. But first, we're going to give the creche prizes to the toddlers. So can I invite the parents of toddlers to bring them all up? And there's a small gift for all of those who go to creche. Thank you. Hello. Well done.
There you go.
There you are.
Say thank you.
You can enjoy that.
Thank you.
Hi, and well done to you. Good, and there you are. That's for you to enjoy. Okay, good. Now, nice.
Thank
you're
you.
Mr. Independent. Mm-hmm. There you are.
Thank you very much.
Good. Great.
Alice Sloan.
Alice Sloan.
Ethan Stewart.
Ethan. Should I go halfway, Ethan? Oh, well done. Excellent. Good.
Alison Curtin.
Alison Curtin, and if we applaud at the end of all the prize giving.
Sam Kerr.
Now, there you are.
Here he comes.
Well done. Sam, you're faster than me. Well done.
Peggy Hurst.
Peggy. The thumbs up from Dad at the back. Peggy? Well done, Peggy.
Freddie Double J. Or Double Day.
No. I don't think he's not here.
Faith McConville.
Faith McConville.
Joseph Ford.
Joseph Ford.
Eva Heron.
Joseph, here we are. Well done. Excellent. Congratulations. Eva, well done. Good girl.
Holly Noble.
Holly Noble.
No. Amelia Graham.
Amelia Graham, yes. I'll come halfway down. Wouldn't that be good? Well done, Amelia.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Susanna Rolston.
Susanna Rolston. Well done. There you are. Enjoy that.
Hugo White.
No.
Emily Rolston.
Emily. How about I come all the way?
Okay, now we're going to do the bubble, the splash group. That was the bubbles group we've just after doing. And it is Darcy Raphael.
Darcy Raphael. Oh, my goodness, you are in the speed race. There you are.
Willow Jameson.
Willow Jemison. Willow.
Jack Moore.
There you are. Congratulations. Jack Moore.
Jack Moore.
Molly Henry.
Good boy. Molly, well done. Good girl.
Thomas Morrow.
Thomas Morrow.
Yasmin Saunders Mulgrew.
Yasmin? No.
Katie Allen.
Katie Allen, this is a yes, definitely. Katie?
Susan Curtin.
Well done, Katie. Well done, Susan.
Michael Albury.
And Michael, well done.
Isla Henry.
Isla Henry. Oh, very fast. There you are.
Robert McPherson.
Robert.
Alex Kerr.
Good boy. Well done, Alex. There you are.
It's for Jake Armstrong.
Jake Armstrong. Not here.
Max Buckler Ford.
Well done, Max. Enjoy that.
Jack Reed.
My goodness, you are really striding. Very good.
Darcy White.
Darcy White.
Charlie White. No. And that's a bubble, or that's a splash group. And now we're going on to senior Sunday school.
So we have Sophia Irwin.
Sophia. Well done, Sophia.
Emma Ryan.
Emma Ryan. Well done, Emma.
Hazel McPherson.
Hazel.
Lara King, would Sophie come up?
Lara, Sophie, be a good sister, and you pass it on, all right? And you've lots of witnesses.
Janie Reed.
Janie Reed. Oh, Janie, here you are. Well done.
Rebecca Sadlier.
Rebecca, there you are. Enjoy.
Lucy Armstrong, he's not here. Okay. Adam Murr.
Adam Murr. Well done, Adam.
Lola Raphael.
Lola Raphael. Good girl. Enjoy.
Emily Morrow.
Emily Morrow.
Okay. And now on to the grid class, Sophie King.
Sophie, well done.
And Daniel Sadlier.
Daniel, to be confirmed in 2 weeks' time. Well done.
And thank you to Sophie and Daniel for helping with the younger ones. They've been very good.
Excellent.
Older ones. Michael Armstrong.
Not here.
Laura Irwin.
Laura Irwin. There you are, good girl.
And Kent Irwin, if Sophia would come up.
And Kent, who was confirmed a few weeks ago. You give that to your brother. Well done.
Rachel Irwin.
Rachel Irwin. There you are. Good girl.
And last but definitely not least, Lara Ford.
Lara Ford. Didn't they all do very well? Well, Lara, there you are. It really is terrific to see so many young people all coming for their prizes. And those who are not here, we get the prizes to them during the week. And well done to everyone who makes Sunday School and Creche happen here to encourage our young people. And remember, just do it and help people and serve God as best you can wherever each day may take you. Now we come to our concluding prayers. Let us pray. And our prayer now is going to be for all of us to take what we have experienced here in St. Columba's this morning and to live that out in what we say and what we do by focusing and by concentrating, definitely not by fidgeting, but to serve God effectively. Together we say, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all for whom you have prayed for this day and forevermore. to love and serve the Lord. Children can go to the front of the church for a photograph, please.